Hello, and welcome to the Unqualified Culinary Critics. We are a local Vegas podcast that celebrates food and culture. Join us as we talk about our food and cultural experiences, and we do hope that these stories connect in some way to each one of you as well.
So in the previous episode, I talked about my trip to Japan. Well, after Japan, I headed to the Philippines to see my family. So most of the time, we just basically spend a lot of time together, and I'm not going to talk a lot about that just for, you know, the sake of my privacy. Instead, I would like to talk more about the foods that I ate when I was in the Philippines. So with that being said, we're just going to jump right in. You ready, Victoria?
Yes.
Okay. I think I want to start off by saying that where I was in the Bicol region. And for those of you that are not familiar with the Bicol region, if any of you have heard of the Mayon volcano, that is known to be like a, almost like a perfect volcano, or kind of is a perfect volcano, that's where it is. So that's kind of the easiest way for me to describe where I was in the Philippines. And the area is also known for like its peppers, its pili nuts, that kind of stuff. So when I landed in Bicol, my cousin picked us up and we went to a place that served a lot of Philippine cuisine. And I'm going to just get right into my pictures and talk about some of the basic foods that, well, not really basic, but the foods that we ordered, kind of just to start things off. So I'm talking about like the garlic rice, the classic beef adobo, and I'm going to be posting all these pictures on Instagram too, so that you kind of get a sense of what I'm talking about. But yes, so we're talking about the garlic rice. And I think, I don't know about other cultures that do this, but we usually have a lot of, not really a lot, but we're known to have like fried rice and have like a lot of garlic in it. Sometimes there's pork shaving, sometimes there's not. But I know that in other cultures, we do have fried rice, period. But sometimes they like do their own kind of style. But in the Philippines, we do use garlic, which I think is like a pretty cool thing to do. The pork shavings, I'm not really into that much because I don't really eat pork that much. But that's just something that we will eat with our meal. We usually have rice with our meal because, you know, rice is a big staple in our culture. And it's also a very filling grain for us too. Goes well with our fish, goes well with our adobo. And speaking of classic adobo, it's so good. I'm going to be ironic when I say this, but I'm not really into the chicken adobo as much as I am with the beef. The beef adobo that I tried at this restaurant was pretty good. There's a lot of flavor in that. I think that's kind of better than chicken adobo, but I think that's just a me problem again. So I can't really describe to you the why I don't really like it, like why I don't like the chicken adobo that much, other than maybe just the flavor. Maybe it's just something that, I don't know, it just never really came on to me that well in terms of eating stuff. So that's just a me. I think my cousin also ordered a dish, but I can't really give the name, but it's kind of like, it has, I think, Filipino spinach and then some other, there might be pork in that one, but I could be mistaken. But anyways, I want to head into the blue marlin. And of course, we all know what marlin is. It's like very similar in looking to the swordfish. I think the marlin's pretty good. I might have just had a little bit when I was there, but I never really, maybe that might have been my first time trying marlin. Yeah, that could be my first time. But that that restaurant that we went to is pretty good. So I'm going to be heading into the more, like, I guess now I'm just going to be jumping all around and say that the stuff that I eat there, like I said, kind of does go more into the rice part. So I'm going to just go into the sticky rice assortment, where there's like all these... literally, I have a neighbor that lives close to my cousin, or my aunt, I mean, and my cousins, actually. And she brought in like this big assortment of sticky rice. So there's like one that's, they're all wrapped in leaves. I believe they're banana leaves. And then you can have it sweet or you can have it savory. Given that I'm not really into the sweets, I kind of wanted more of the savory stuff. So pretty much in this picture that you will eventually see, they're all salty stuff. So even the one that's like in a little bag, one that's like wrapped in rectangular prisms and that kind of thing, they're all pretty good. They're all pretty salty. I like it with soy sauce because it just makes the flavor a lot better. Because, I mean, there's going to be like rice and then there's coconut milk and that kind of stuff. I don't know what they really put with the sweets other than possibly sugar, or they use the sweet rice. But I know for a fact that when I had it there, it's pretty good. I like to eat it with my fruits too.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much my lunch. Even if you opened it, it's like, oh yeah, that's what it looks like. It's they usually, I think what they do is they will, I know for a fact that when they put it together, I know that they will steam it. Once they wrap it in the banana leaves, they will steam it somewhere. And then when it's done, you know, it's ready to eat once it's cooled off and stuff. So that's something that I wanted to share.
Yeah.
So the lumpia.
Oh, sorry. So I have a question.
Yeah.
With the sticky rice, since they make it with the banana leaf,
mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that gives it like a unique flavor, like a different flavor than other types of sticky rice?
From like previous attempts of trying it, I don't really taste the banana leaves that much unless I'm not using my tongue properly. Mm. I think that when I put soy sauce on it, on the rice, I mean, it kind of doesn't really give me the ability to taste the banana leaves. I think that the banana leaf is a sort of way to cover the rice to properly, I guess cover it is the best way to say it.
Yeah, just to like get it to steam and stuff. Yeah. Okay. No, I was just wondering because like with Latin culture, like, you know, we have tamales and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mexicans, we use the corn leaves, the corn husk leaf things. And like, I know that there's a lot of, like, even in like more like South Mexico and like even in a lot of like Central American countries, for their tamales, they'll use banana leaves and they taste different.
Mm.
That's why I was asking, because like with the banana leaves, they taste a lot different than with like the corn ones.
Yeah. I think when I was like, and I'm going to kind of go a little off topic with the sticky rice part,
mm-hmm.
but I think when I was having dim sum in like Chinese restaurants, I think I can taste the leaves
mm-hmm.
as well. But it also depends on how they cooked it though. That's another thing. So it also is up to the person that cooked it. So, but thankfully the person that cooked all the sticky rice that I had in the past, they know what they're doing and they all taste pretty good. So,
yeah. Okay, I was just curious.
And then my question to you, Victoria, is have you ever mm-hmm. tried that kind of sticky rice? You know, the one that I was just talking about that's wrapped in the banana leaves and steamed?
No, I haven't. That's why I was like, hold up. Let me ask this question.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally recommended. At home, we don't really do that here. We don't really have the banana leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Also because we don't grow bananas. But yeah, we would just bake it here when I'm home. But in the Philippines, it's a little bit more different. And I think you get more of the experience because you get to like unravel the coolness of what you're about to eat, even mm-hmm. though you can eat the banana leaves and all that stuff. But yeah, that's something that I remember having a while back. But their stuff's pretty good. So I want to get into the chicken lumpia, and I know that you've had lumpia in the past because you have some friends who are also Filipino, like
yes.
me, so.
Yes.
Have you tried chicken lumpia or beef or?
I think I've only had the pork type, which is, you know, a little ironic because I don't like pork that much, but I did like those.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, I totally recommend the chicken. I never really tried the pork that I know of. I know I had beef. I know I had some veggies. But I would have the chicken lumpia when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way that my cousin cooked it was pretty good. I think the way that they wrapped it is a little bit more thinner compared to when I would help my mom wrap the lumpia here. Because I think ours would be a little bit more thicker. So
yeah, I was going to say this one looks different than like the ones that I've had.
Yeah. And then I remember there was a thing going on around the time that I was there. And as a family, we all be talking and we'll be like, we're talking and also, I guess, cooking at the same time. I was watching them handle they're making the pork lumpia and I was just watching them, but I was talking with them. But the reason I'm talking about this is because, like, you know, Alina mentioned this in a previous episode, like when you're cooking and you're helping your loved one make stuff, it's like a good way to bond with family or not just bond. I mean, bonding's already there. Because it's family. I'm also trying to say that sometimes when you're cooking and you're cooking with family, it helps you like just talk about what you gotta say, like talk about your day, talk about what it is that you're concerned about, or the stuff that you like went through, or what you like, maybe even random stuff. And that was like something that I did see firsthand when they were making the pork lumpia. But just like seeing the way they prepare it, like they'll get the spoon, they'll get like the raw pork, and they'll wrap it with put it on the wrapper, and then they'll like do a really small wrap with it. It looks pretty interesting just seeing them make lumpia in the process. But the chicken lumpia that I had, because I don't eat pork, it's really good. You gotta try the chicken lumpia one of these days. Maybe I'll have to, maybe we'll make here, and then we'll, and even the beef too, we'll give you some so that you can like try our version as well.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Honestly, these ones, like the chicken lumpia picture that you have, look really good. Like they kind of remind me of, we have like these tacos dorados. They're fried tacos that mm-hmm. they kind of look like this.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I think now we're going to head to like the fruits for a little bit. We're just going to be like going back and forth. Victoria, my question to you is, have you ever had durian?
No, I haven't.
What do you know about durian?
Is that the one that's stinky?
Yeah, that one too.
Okay. I was like, isn't it supposed to be like smelly?
Yeah. Yes, that's actually very correct. And they're also spiky too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, as a kid, I kind of like shied away from it. I wasn't really into durian that much, even as I was a teenager and then eventually a young adult. But then when I was in the Philippines, I'm like, I'll just give it a try. Let's see what it's like, even though it's, I'll try it. But then you're going to get that warning, like, just so you know, it smells and you may not like the taste, but just try it. But just heed those warnings. So I did. And I tried it. The smell wasn't so great, to be personal, which is something that was already expected. But the taste to me, this is the part where I'm going to sound like a big critic, a very unqualified culinary critic here. I would say definitely that it tastes like an egg, but the Ooh. Egg itself tastes way better. It's creamy, but not in the greatest way. Mm. That's how I would sum it up.
Yeah.
I kind of tried to finish it because I didn't want to waste it. But at one point when I was looking in the freezer, like, where is it? It's there. I just didn't know that they had already like taken out the edible part out and put it in like a little container. When I saw the container, I'm like, it looks like it's chicken, but no, it's not. And then my cousin also mentioned that we got the wrong kind of durian, but at least we tried it though, but it's not the best kind of durian.
So there's different kinds of durian.
We got the one that you see in the picture is really small. The big ones are usually the ones that are more out there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we were just like, I gotta try it, even though I'm not gonna like it, that kind of thing. And then we got kind of lucky because that's a really small durian. It's also a good size to begin with. So it's like, okay, yeah, I'll go for it, even though I'm not gonna like it that much.
Well, that's good that you at least tried it. Just, you know, to make sure that you weren't gonna like it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Have you heard of the gyabano?
No, I don't think so.
I think the best way to describe a gyabano in this picture, it's kind of like a, it's somewhat of like a heart shape, somewhat, I would say. But yeah, the gyabano is green. It's a little bit, there's also some spikes there, but not as, not like the durian. It tastes like candy in a good way. It tastes like gum. That you can actually swallow, and it's healthy. That's how I would put that. It's really good.
I was gonna say, because just from the picture, you know, I'm like, I've seen this before, but I hadn't heard the name.
Oh, okay. They're really good. Just like, be careful of the seeds. They're not. They're hard to miss. It's like you can just take it out and then you can eat it. That kind of stuff. But yeah, I like it. I think that was like probably the best fruit that I had there. Durian is my by far least favorite, but like I said, at least we tried it. I believe the jicama, I know that you're familiar with jicama.
Yes, I love jicama.
Okay, good. And in the Philippines, they call it sincamas. So that's the same. It's the same fruit, but we just have a different name. And I think it kind of reminded me of like eating pears, but the flavor isn't like a pear at all. No.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just that's funny. Actually.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say that's funny. I actually, just had a jicama last night.
Oh, nice, nice.
No, but I can definitely see how it is. Like, I hadn't thought about it like that. Like, how it does kind of remind you of, like, eating a pear. Because, like, the flesh is, like, white and it's, like, very, I don't want to say thin, but it's very, like, watery.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like, when you look at the outside, it looks like a potato, but, like, a different kind of potato, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's actually a turnip, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're really good. I like it. I mean, I feel like they don't taste like anything.
Yeah.
Like, it just tastes like water. That's kind of, like, it has, like, a very, very mild taste, but it's really good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Do you eat it plain, or do you put something with it?
Yeah, so I like to eat it just plain. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, like, growing up, we would always put, like, tajin on it. Or, like, salt and lemon. But, like, as I've gotten older, I don't really do that with, like, my fruits and vegetables anymore. Because I know it's, like, it's really common in, like, Mexican culture to put, like, salt and lemon and, like, chile and stuff on everything. Mm-hmm. But the older I've gotten, the less I want to do that. Like, I feel like I appreciate the natural flavors of things now.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Because I used to, like, I mean, since we're talking about, like, putting stuff with their fruit, I used to do this back then where I used to not like the taste of avocados plain, but that's just because I was a kid at the time. So I liked to have it with sugar. But then as I gotten older, I kind of just stopped doing that altogether and just like appreciate the avocado for its taste. And I actually like it now more in the savory side, I think, especially with guacamole or having it with my Mediterranean salad, etc.
Ooh, I've never heard of adding sugar to avocado before.
Me personally, like, it's an interesting kind of experiment just to like try it, but the rest of it's up to you if you want to like continue with that or not. That's how I would put it. I just stopped because it's not really the smartest thing, but at the same time I was used to that thing back then, and then at the same time I was like, or later on I was like, I'll just eat it the way it is. So I'm going to be heading back into the savories now. I want to talk about the fish. And fish is something that I eat a lot when I'm in the Philippines. When I'm having Filipino breakfast with my mom here, we would have like the smoked fish. And then we would have like our eggs and then our like garlic fried rice, etc. And sometimes once in a while, maybe even the Filipino spinach too. And I'll kind of get to that in just a little bit, but I think I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but I think it's, you see it as abo fish, but I think it might be pronounced differently. And I can't think of the proper way to pronounce it. But right now, what we see in the picture is that it's just really, really well fried fish. They season it really great. I know that this is something that kind of holds dear to me in regards to like, this is part of my Filipino breakfast that I would have. But I know that the fish, when I eat it in Las Vegas, it's different than this kind of fish. Just because we're in different regions. But it's really good. It is really good with the spinach. And the spinach is in the background. But I'll like I said, I'll be talking about that in just a bit. But it has like a good, if I'm trying to remember this properly, of course it tastes like fish, but there's also the flavors in it that they used when they were seasoning it and then eventually like frying it on the pan. So it's really good. I think, I don't know which one's better, the smoked fish or this. I think that they're both pretty good. It's a good combination in the end. I think that eating those kinds of fish is pretty great to do, maybe not all the time. And since we're going to be continuing the fish journey, I want to go more into like the fried fish as well. So more fried fish, but it's called delis. And you can eat this entirely. Like you can eat the whole, you can eat like one small fish in whole, that kind of thing. So you don't have to like worry about picking off the tail unless that's what you want to do, or picking off the head if that's what you want to do. It's fine, whatever works for you. But that's something that we would also have. They're also going to be really salty, so there's some vinegar along the way just to kind of dampen the sodium a bit. But it's really good. I would have that once in a while with my breakfast, or if my mom wants to cook something else, but included delice. Yeah, that's what we would do. But I think that's anchovies in the background, but in the end, it's just called delice.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, these kind of like remind me of anchovies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Have you had that kind of stuff before?
I've had anchovies before, but I don't think I've had this particular dish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like seafood, so I like anchovies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to just go right into the spinach that I was talking about just like a couple of minutes ago. And they're called moringa leaves. And it's kind of like their own style of Filipino cream spinach. But they sometimes they'll put fish in it. Sometimes they won't. But I know that I would have this when I would with my mom once in a while. Because we would go to like Seafood City and we would find these leaves. And then I remember the tedious process of having to like take the leaves out of the stem and then like cook it with the coconut milk. That part not tedious, but the picking off of the leaves from the stems, yeah, that is. But we would have that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I was gonna say, so is it like actual spinach or is it like a different vegetable or a different, is spinach a vegetable?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, or is it like a different like type of like leafy green?
I can't really say if it's really related to spinach, but I think it'd be safe to say that it's in the leafy greens. But I think just the way I described it, it is kind of like a Filipino style cream spinach. But the leaves are really small, but they're not as big as a spinach. So that's kind of another reason why I wouldn't say that it kind of is, unless that is how they're classified. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can like get it, if you grow those at your house, then you can like easily pick those off and then just like take off the leaves from the stem and then cook it with the coconut milk and then additional spices and then some fish in there. And that's what you will get. So it's good. I don't eat it all the time as well, but it's a good mix to just like get some protein in because of the milk and then also getting some veggies in. Well, also protein in regards to like the coconut milk, but primarily the fish, but the veggies in regards to like the moringa leaves. But those are pretty neat. And I remember I have a story like, and this is here in the valley, but I had a relative, she flew in and she made this and it's really good. And then one of my cousins here that lives here, she really likes it. And she like prayed that we wouldn't finish it because she wants it. And I was laughing because I'm like, oh good, because I didn't really feel like eating it because I wanted to like take my my loved one to In-N-Out because she wanted to eat In-N-Out. So that's kind of why.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. But the story's in relation to the moringa leaves. So I mean, I gotta put that in there. But yeah, that's just like, yeah, I'm glad that she was able to get it at the end. But the moringa leaves, they're pretty cool. They taste good.
Yeah. I mean, if it's good enough to have someone praying that they that they get to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, that just made me laugh. And I'm like, thank goodness.
Yeah. In-N-Out saved the day.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they totally did. All right, so we're gonna just go now into the desserts. We're gonna start off by talking about pan de coco, which is like toasted chopao. If you listened to the bread episode or listened or saw the story that we put for the bread episode, I did upload this picture in the past, or one or the two, or whichever. But basically, I think how to explain it, and this was made by the same neighbor that made the sticky rice, and it's sweet. I believe they had to like really cook the coconut, and then they will bake it afterwards in the bread. And it's pretty cool. If you like see the inside of it too, then you'll also get that too. But it tastes good. It's healthy too, because I know that she made it and she's using the right ingredients compared to like going to a market and like going into the frozen section and just getting it from the freezer, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like the pre-made ones.
Yeah. Have you tried something like this before?
I don't think so, but that looks really good. And then like the brown part inside, like the filling, that's coconut?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I love coconut.
Oh, nice, nice. Oh yeah, I had a lot of coconut when I was there. But I didn't feel the need to like share pictures of that because, I mean, you can get coconut anywhere.
Yeah, but it's never the same.
Yeah.
Because I will say that having a coconut in Mexico is different, definitely a lot different than having one here.
Yes, yes, for sure. It's like having a coconut in the Philippines is different than having it here, or having a coconut in Hawaii is different from having it here.
Yeah.
In fact, I never really eat coconut here other than like the coconut milk, but like in terms of getting the fruit itself here, I don't think we ever did that. It's just, you know, putting it with the moringa leaves or et cetera. But to just experience eating the fruit itself in those islands, those are pretty good. It's totally worth it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just taste different.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it's a good kind of different because it's like their own soil, like different soil, different land, that kind of thing. So, yeah. And then I'm going to head to the
Puto.
I'm sorry, I'm saying this wrong. It's a rice cake. And you can see that it's also wrapped in a banana leaves, my bad. But I don't remember what's in there. I will admit that, but I know that it's sweet.
Tasted good. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I don't want to like guess what's in it. I forgot. Yeah. Once I get information about what's in there again, I'll put that on the socials so that we know.
Mm-hmm.
But have you tried something like this, like the rice cake?
Not really. But I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't really had a lot of like Filipino foods besides like lumpia and like fried rice and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, like the basics, the fundamentals.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. That's totally fine.
But that looks
fine.
Really good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We did have the cacao too. And we did an episode about cacao recently with Monica. And if you see the inside of the cacao, that's what it looks like. But there are seeds inside. You can just like eat the inside of it.
Mm.
But the seeds are, I'm sorry, I'm trying to properly explain this right.
Mm-hmm.
You can like take the white stuff and then just like carefully eat it because the seed is inside the edible part. And then you can just put the seed elsewhere. And then what they'll do is they will pretty much ground this entire fruit. And that'll be hot chocolate or fine powdered chocolate at the end. So that's chocolate right there. In the early stages of that. And then we did have tinola, which I did bring up in the past, that it's one of my favorite dishes. I think in that picture there was, I don't know what vegetable it was. I want to say spinach, but I could be mistaken. I think there's like two kinds of tinola that I had in the past, and that's mainly without the lemon in it or with the lemon in it. I don't remember which one I had with or without the lemon, but I think that they're both pretty good. And it's also like a really good chicken soup to if you have a cold or whatever and that kind of thing. So the other thing that I have, and it's, I think we all know what pancit is, which is like the noodles. But did you know that there's like many kinds of pancit out there?
No, I didn't.
So there's like pancit bihon, pancit romero. I found out about this when I was in the Philippines and I'm like, I didn't know there was more than one. So my cousin who really likes to cook as well, he basically came in, he brought his ingredients, his pots and pans, and he cooked it where we were staying. And it was pretty good. Like, I want to say that what I had was romero, but again, I could be mistaken too. This was like months back, by the way. I kind of am forgetting a little bit as to which is which. But in the end, let's just say that there are more kinds of pancit out there. So it's really good. And, you know, pancit is a big staple in the Philippines, too. So that's another thing.
Yeah.
You can have it with chicken. You can have it with pork, beef, vegetables, whatever you want.
Yeah, I was going to say that's like the one other Filipino dish I've had.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to do the last but not least, which is the buko pie. And he also made that, too. And that's Filipino coconut pie. And I'm pretty sure your mouth may be watering when you see this picture because it looks really good. It tasted good. And I'm not really into eating sweets, but I just wanted to try it. And it's like one of those kinds of pies I probably would try again just because it's healthy and just because it's not like they don't put a lot of sugar in it. But I know that he made it. That's what I can say because it's I can trust it. So that's a good thing. But yeah, it's like a sweet pie. There's coconut in it. And I think that might be something that you might want to try one day, Victoria.
Yeah, so. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It looks delicious.
Yes, yes. It's like my early Thanksgiving dessert right there, even though that was done in October, but yeah. It's pie, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of it with the stuff that I ate, with the foods that I ate. It's kind of cool that I was able to try all kinds of things, especially like the buko pie. The durian, not so much, but well, we all kind of knew that the durian wasn't really the fruit that you would expect it to be the best. But like, if you were to cook it with something, if somebody were to cook something with durian in it and like didn't tell me that it's durian and I could barely taste the stinkiness or taste that it's like a creamy egg that's not an egg, but the egg tastes way better, then yeah, I probably would be a little bit more understanding about it. But I mean, that's just the way the durian is itself. Mm-hmm. So that's just how it is. But my preference is really simple. I just don't like durian. But the gabanol is probably one of the best fruit that I had there because it really is like candy, but a healthy, healthy candy. And it tastes like gum that you can swallow. So that's yeah. Yeah. Are there any dishes that you want to try that you see that I share with you, Victoria?
Yeah, I mean, definitely that coconut pie. That looked delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, it all looks pretty good. I'm definitely down to try all of these. Like, even the garlic rice, too.
Mm-hmm.
That looks so good.
It tasted so mm-hmm. good, too.
Yeah. And then, like, the abo fish? Is that how... I mean, I know you said that you weren't even sure if you were saying it correctly, but yeah.
At least we tried, you know, but I understand what you mean.
Yeah, like, because I don't, like I said, I love seafood, so I'm just like, this honestly all looks so good to me.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. Much appreciated for that. Yeah, I try to take decent pictures mm-hmm. that don't look disgusting.
Yeah.
The durian, I'm sorry about, though.
Yeah, that can't be helped.
Yeah. Yes. And do you have any questions for me in regards to like any of the pictures that I also shared with you? Or I just want to be sure.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to ask you what your favorite dish was too that you tried.
I think the classic beef adobo mm-hmm. because I never really had it before. Even though I like said it's so much better than chicken adobo. It's true to me because of my tongue. I'm not really into chicken adobo that much. The classic beef adobo, it was really good. I think what I had there was kind of salty, but at the same time, that's just something that I may have to get used to because that's the first time I had that. Mm-hmm. But I like the adobo. I think that's pretty cool. And then the way that I had like fresh sticky rice was cool as well. I had like the small bananas too, but I didn't really have a need to like share those pictures because you can get the small bananas in like any market that sells it, like 168 here mm-hmm. or Seafood City, etc.
Yeah. Well, that's the only question that I really had for you.
Oh, okay. Well, then that pretty much means that we're going to finish up this episode with me saying that I want to thank my family for accommodating my mom and myself when we were there. It has been a while since we did see them in person because, you know, with the COVID thing, it was a really good reunion just to see them again. And we really do thank them. We really do appreciate them. We thank them for letting us stay with them and just spending time with them, for cooking with and for us, and just being wonderful cousins. We really do appreciate it. And I just want to also say that for me, to all of you, to anybody who is listening, I'm going to be talking about my cousins when I say this, but we do love you. We do miss you, and we will see you again soon. We don't know when, but we will see you again soon, so. And now, I do want to ask our audience, have you ever been to the Philippines before? Do you want to? And is there anyone out there who is from the Bicol region, like Naga, Camarinasor, or Albay, etc.? Like, if anybody's from there who wants to go there, like, let us know. Let us know on our socials. We have Instagram, which is at Unqualified Culinary Critics. And then Twitter, it's UNQCULCRIT. So yeah, on behalf of Victoria and myself, we do want to thank you all for listening. We hope you have a good day. Take care, stay safe, and thank you. Thank you very much.